Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 5th, Thankful Tuesday. I want to hear from you. What are you thankful for? A person, a place, a thing, something in God's Word today, a characteristic of God that comes to mind. Let's start out with our memory passage. It starts with the word and. It's Matthew chapter 14, verse 19. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. Okay, here's your little quiz about the memory verse. How many loaves of bread? How many fish? What did Jesus do before he broke the loaves? That's right. 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he gave thanks. Then he gave the food to whom? The disciples, and the disciples distributed it. Do you feel like you're in school today? Sorry, I'm getting excited about the kids going back to school, I guess. So we had a little quiz. Today's passage is Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 53. And this is the passage about Jesus praying on the Mount of Olives and then Jesus being arrested. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priest, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns." Our second passage today is Psalm 24, verses 1 through 4. "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false." As I read the passage in Luke about Jesus in anguish praying before going to the cross, I got interested about the sweat drops that were like blood. So I went to my commentary, and this is what Daryl Bach says. Luke notes Jesus' emotions and the physiological effect of trauma as Jesus entreats the Father more fervently. The prayer's intensity is underlined by the reference to Jesus' agony. This is a New Testament word that is only used once, describing the momentary anxiety and fear. Along with the intense prayer came a physical reaction sweat that dripped like clotted blood. It is important to note that this is metaphorical, not a description that says Jesus sweat blood. The remarks depict Jesus' emotional state as so intense that he perspired profusely as a result. The sweat beads multiplied on his body like flowing clumps of blood and dropped to the earth. Luke goes out of his way to portray Jesus' humanity. Jesus realizes the terrible fate he faces, but he is ready to face death now because God has strengthened him for the task. As I think about this passage, I am reminded of Jesus' humanity, that he felt the gamut of emotions, and here he was not wanting to have to experience death, and he prays earnestly that the Lord would take it away, and then he also prays, "No, not my will, but your will." He sweat what was like drops of blood for us. And then he went to the cross on our behalf. And that's instructive for us as we pray and we plead with the Lord that he would do certain things. But then we also turn our hands up and just open them and realize, okay, Lord, not my will, but your will, your bigger plan. You see all, I can't see everything. Let's turn now to the Psalms, where we're reminded of Jesus as the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, the perfect sacrifice. Psalm 24, verses 1 through 4. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. Thank you for listening along on this Thankful Tuesday as we do contemplate the many things we have to be thankful for. We're thankful for our Lord who went to the cross. We're thankful that he is the pure and spotless Lamb who has clean hands and a pure heart. And we're thankful for each other, for the community of faith that God has given us. Let's take a minute to give thanks alongside some friends for what they saw last week to give gratitude for. John Phillips was listening last week when he thought about the gift of hearing and gave gratitude to the Lord for hearing. And he's very deep about this. You should listen to him and talk to him about it on several levels. Like, we can hear sounds, and that's the surface level, but then there's hearing to understand, and that's a gift from the Lord as well. And then finally, hearing, which leads to faith, this deeper, meaningful embracing of what has been said. And so we pray, Lord, thanking you for the gift of hearing, and ask that you would help us to hear your word and that it would well up in us with much deep meaning. I also want to give thanks alongside Jenny Nunley, who wrote in about Sharon Howard, the volunteers and the other ministers who are at Camp Chandler or were at Camp Chandler last week with the students. And we do give praise to the Lord and thank him for safety back home. And the students said they had a wonderful time and they learned a lot. I was talking with Eleanor about how she learned that Jesus is someone she needs, not just someone she wants. And that recognition that we need Jesus is important for all of us. Sheila is grateful for Bible study and Project 119. And then one other listener wrote in that they were so grateful to hear the testimonies of Jamie and Moya from last week, and that hearing the testimonies reminded this person of God's faithfulness. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word and to give thanks together, communally. We do thank you for a person. We thank you for Sharon and Ethan and Joel and Mark and Mr. Kelly and all those who went on the kids' trip to Camp Chandler. We thank you for a person or a group of people in our lives. We thank you for a place. We thank you for something, our hearing. We thank you for an attribute of God, that you are faithful. You know all. You are sovereign. And you are our good shepherd. On this day, set our sights on Jesus, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart. We love you, Lord. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.